President of Britain? Biden formally reprimands Boris for not caving to EU. By Jack Montgomery on June 10, 2021. Joe Biden has issued a formal reprimand to Boris Johnson for not rolling over to the European Union on whether or not it should continue to dictate what happens in the British province of Northern Ireland despite Brexit. Although Biden's surname traces its roots back to English settlers, he publicly self-identifies as an American Irishman. Indeed, he often plays up the stereotype of the Irishman as congenitally anti-British, for example by declining to give a comment to the British Broadcasting Corporation with the words "the BBC? I'm Irish" shortly after his election, and has taken it upon himself to intervene in disputes between Britain and the EU, of which the Republic of Ireland is a member, on Brussels' side. Now it is reported that Biden has instructed the Deputy Chief of Mission and Charged Affairs of the United States to the United Kingdom, Yael Lempert, to issue a so-called démarche of the sort normally reserved for geopolitical foes such as Belarus or North Korea to the Lord Frost, Britain's chief Brexit negotiator, expressing great concern over British policy slowly and gravely. Britain and Brussels are currently at loggerheads over the EU's insistence that the British government impose internal borders between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom, restricting the movement of foodstuffs, in particular, across the Irish Sea, with Eurocrats insisting that this is the only way that the border between Northern Ireland and the EU-Ireland can remain open. The impact of such a move would mean effectively hiving off part of the United Kingdom, an affront to a sovereign nation, to appease Brussels. Biden has from early on taken the EU's side in this dispute, with Lempert now implying that the British are inflaming the situation and pressing them to accept unpopular compromises in order to deter the terrorist Provisional Irish Republican Army, IRA, from abandoning the so-called peace process and resuming its deadly campaign against British military personnel, police officers, elected officials, and ordinary citizens, including school children and even people paying their respects to the fallen at war memorials. There appears to be no question of asking that the EU make compromises. For example, by simply agreeing to mutual recognition of standards between the United Kingdom and the European Union rather than requiring total British submission to EU rules or a convoluted regime in which one part of the United Kingdom imposes border controls on another in order to avoid the introduction of border controls on a foreign country. The dispute has been dubbed the sausage wars by the media. But the silly name masks the serious question of whether the British government remains truly sovereign in Northern Ireland or it becomes a kind of outpost of the European Union in which British jurisdiction has become notional and conditional rather than actual. Despite the EU attributing its intransigence on the Irish border to the supposedly all-important need to avoid a so-called hard border in the name of peace, earlier this year it announced a hard border for vaccines without even bothering to consult EU Ireland's national government first, backing down only after Irish politicians and mainstream media departed from their usual line of defending any action taken by Brussels to facilitate a substantial political and public backlash. Northern Ireland is, like England, Scotland, and Wales, an integral part of the United Kingdom, in the same way that Alaska is an integral part of the United States. Residents of the province were offered a referendum on whether to stay in the British Union or join the Republic of Ireland in 1973, with a large majority voting to remain British despite the threat of Republican terrorism on polling day. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.